Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the beginning of the Perek. So says the Mishnah, Ein Sadin Dagim Min HaBeivarim BeYamtif. You're not allowed to trap fish from a beivar on Yamtif. Fish inside of their pond, inside of their enclosement, is not considered that they're trapped. But Mela, for you to trap it from there, you're trapping it, that's going to be Aser. Ve'ein Nois Nafneim Mizoinois. You're also not allowed to feed them because they don't need you for food, so that's Tircha Shlola Tzarech. But you are allowed to trap a chayin and eif from a beivar, because those animals, once they're in the beivar, they're already considered trapped. Mamela, for you to trap it from there, you're not doing anything. It's already trapped. And you could give them food because they do rely on you for food. Rashim v'Gamliel says, "Loikala bevarin shavin." Not all beavers are the same. You can't make a blanket statement and say that these are mutter to trap and these are aser to trap, because not all beavarin are the same size. So what's the rule? Zaklal. This is the general rule. Kol mechusar tseida aser v'sheinim mechusar tseida mutter. Something which isn't lacking trapping, something which is lacking trapping the way it is, meaning it's not fully trapped now, so then you can't trap it from there on Yavdif. But if it's not lacking Tseda, meaning it's already considered trapped, so then you could trap it from there because you're not doing anything. Or a min who asked the Gemara Kasha, now a stira. We said in our Mishnah that you're allowed to take a chaya and a knife, you're allowed to trap a chaya and a knife from a beivar, meaning that inside the beivar, it's already considered trapped. Or a min who asked the Gemara stira, beivarin shel chaya v'shel eifes ain't tzadim mehem b'yamtif. You're not allowed to trap a chaya and a knife from a beivar on yamtif, meaning inside the beivar, it's not considered trapped. You also can't give them food. But the point is on the trapping, kasha, 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 chaya, chaya, kasha, oifas. Our Mishnah said that both chayas and oifas you're allowed to trap from a beivar on yamtif, meaning because it's already considered trapped. And this brisa says that it's also, meaning it's not considered trapped. So it says the Gemara like chaya, chaya, like kasha, bishlam chaya, chaya, like kasha. So now the stira between chaya and chaya, that's not such a kasha because it's a machlaikas, harab yudal rabbanan. We know from a Mishnah and Shabbos that it's a machlaikas if a chaya inside of a beivar is considered trapped. Ditnan, we can learn in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Atzad Sipur Lamigdal Vitzvila Bayis Chayiv, that you're only Chayiv if you trap a bird into a closet, or a Tzvi, which is a type of Chaya, inside of a house. So Labayis Huda Mechayiv Avol Beivarin Lai. You're only Chayiv if you trap the Tzvi into a house. Into a Beivar, you're not, a meaning because a Chaya in a Beivar is not considered trapped. However, v'chachamim v'imrim, tzvi l'migdal, u'tzvi l'gina l'chatzel l'beivarim. That tzipor, I'm asking, you're only chayev if you put it into a closet, but a tzvi, even if you trap it into a gina chatzel or a beivar, that's considered trapped in your chayev. So you see that the chachamim hold that a chaya inside of a beivar is considered trapped, so that's like the tan of our Mishnah, and the braisa is like Rabbi Yehuda. However, says the Gemara, Ela Eifes, Eifes Kasha. But what are we going to do with the stira about Eifes? That our Mishnah says that an Eif inside of a Beivar is considered trapped, and the Braisa says it's not. So says the Gemara, V'chi Teima Hanami Lai Kasha, Ha Beivar Mekura, Ha Beivar Sheini Mekura. Maybe you'll say that, no, it's two different types of Beivars. Our Mishnah is talking about a Beivar with a roof. That's why it's already considered trapped. The Braisa is talking about a Beivar without a roof. That's why it's not considered trapped. We'll ask the Gemara of Vabayis, the Kabevar Makura Dami, a house, the Chayra, should be the same halachically, like a Bevar with a roof. And if you're telling me that our Mishnah is saying that it's already considered trapped in such a matziv, that's problematic, because Ubein Rabbi Yehuda, Ubein Rabbanon, Sipur Lamigdal and Labayis Loi. They both said that you're only Chayra for trapping a bird inside of a closet, but not inside of a house. So our Mishnah is, our Mishnah is not like the Mishnah in Shabbat, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. Says the Gemara that no. That I'm a Rabbi Baravuna, halcha b'tzipur dror askinan. Now really no. We're talking about that one Beivar has a roof and one Beivar doesn't have a roof. Our Mishnah is talking about where it has a roof. And the Braisa is talking about where it doesn't have the roof. And that's also the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about where it doesn't have a roof. Ah, So how could our Mishnah say that if it has a roof, now it's already considered trapped? But Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, they both said that you're not chayav for putting a bird inside of a house. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's because there's different types of birds. That there, over there, hacha b'tzipor dror askinan. Over there in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about a tzipor dror she'ina mekabel as maros. It's a certain type of bird that it doesn't get tamed. You can't domesticate it. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmo, lama nikra Shema tzipor dror, shadara b'bayis kibasada, because it lives inside of a house just like it lives inside of a field, and so it flies all around, and you can't really domesticate it. So that's why the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only be chayav for trapping the bird inside of a closet and not for trapping it inside of a house, because they were talking about a very specific type of bird. But our Mishnah is talking about a regular bird. If you put it inside of a house or for that same. In that same vein, a bevar with a roof. So then you are a chayav. So then it is considered trapped. Memela, to take it from there, to trap it from there on Yom Tif, that's going to be mutter. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah meant to say. Says the Gemara, Hashta Dasas Lahachi. Well, now that we're saying like that, that it's all one man diamar. The Brice in our Mishnah is the same man diamar, just they're talking about two different cases. Our Mishnah is talking about a bevar that's makura, and the Brice is talking about a bevar she'ena makura. So chaya chaya nami laikasha. So now we could also answer up the steer with chaya by also making it one man diamar and differentiating between the different types of bevars. Haba bevar katan, haba bevar gadol. Our Mishnah is talking about a small bevar. That's why it's already considered trapped. And the Brice is talking about a large bever. That's why it's not considered trapped. Now, hechidami bever katan, hechidami bever gadol. Now, what would be the halachic definition between a bever katan and difference between a bever katan and a bever gadol? So says the Gemara, three different possibilities. Amar Avashi, kol hecha derahi labasra, anytime you could run after the chaya, umati le bechad shichya, you could grab it in one leap without taking a break. So that's a bever katan. V'idach bever gadol. But if you have to rest and take a break in between, so then that's already considered a large bevar. Inami kol echadika uksi. Anytime there are like cracks and crevices in the bevar, so the chaya could hide, so it's harder to get it from there. So that's bevar gadol. That's like a large bevar where it's not considered trapped. V'idach bevar katan. But if it doesn't have these uksi, so then it's like a small bevar. Inami, or third possibility, kol echad denafli tula lekasli adadi bevar katan. If the wall of one side of the bevar reaches the other side of the bevar, so that's considered if the shade from one wall reaches the other wall of the bevar, so that's already considered a small bevar, if the shade could reach from one side to the other. V'idach bevar gadol. If the shade doesn't reach, so then it's considered a bevar gadol. And Rabbi Chananel says that it's not that these are three different, it's not a three-way machlekes, rather just three different ways of getting to the same shear, but they're all agreeing that it's the same shear, just three different ways to get there. Now, the Mishnah then said, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, loy kol ha-beivar in shaven. He said that not all beivars are equal, it's going to depend on the size of the beivar. So now, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar Le Abaye, halacha mechad pligi. When you say that that's the halacha, it's mashma that you're learning it's a machlekes, but there's no machlekes. Like we just said, our Mishnah is talking about a bevar gadol, the Brice is talking about a bevar katan. So you see that the Tana of our Mishnah also agrees that it depends on the size of the bevar. Lo yikal bevar in shaven. So why are you saying halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to Abaye, Umay nafka lach mina, what does it make a difference to you? Meaning, I didn't say anything wrong, all the more so the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because you're telling me even the Tanakam is maskim. No, so Amar Lei, Abaye said no. Gemara is Marta Tehei. We're learning Gemara over here. It's a serious topic. It should just be like a song. We should just say things without any meaning. Meaning, you said something incorrect. Halacha is Michal de Pligi. When you say that, the halacha is like someone, so that he has the mashma, he said it's a machlaikas. And being that there's no machlaikas, so you shouldn't say it like that. You shouldn't say the halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel. You should just say the halacha, but not say that the halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel, because that gives off the impression that there's a machlaikas about it. We said that it depends on the size of the bevar, and we said that the bottom line is that it depends. The general rule always with tzad on Yom Tov, also Shabbos, is that it depends if the thing is already considered trapped as is. If it's already trapped, so then you could trap it from there because you're not doing anything. If it's not considered trapped, if it's mechusar tzeda, so then you're not allowed to trap it from there. So heichi dami mechusar tzeda, what does it mean? What's the definition, halachic definition of something that it's not considered trapped? So I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. Kol sha'imer havei mitzuda un sudanu. Anytime you have to say, you have to make this some sort of scheme, and you have to say, oh, bring the trap, let's go get it. Anytime you have to make some sort of scheme to go get and trap the animal, so then that's considered like it's not considered trapped. Amalei Abaye, Abaye the kasha on this definition, v'ha'avazim v'tarnegoylen. When it comes to geese and chickens, sha'imrim havei mitzuda unsudenu, so the typical way to go catch them is you say, oh, go get the trap, but let's go get it. And yet still, v'tani, we learned in the Braisa, hatzad avazim v'tarnegoylen v'yoni hardisa is potter. Now when it comes to trapping these animals, you're potter. There's no tzad on them because they're always naturally considered trapped. As is, it's already considered trapped, so there's no problem to go trap it, it's already trapped. So you see that even though you have to say Have Mitsuda un Sudanu, we say it's considered trapped. So I'm a Rabbi Barav Hunamar Shmuel. Halalu ban lekluvan le'erev. Over there it's different. By the Avazan and the Tarnagoylan, the reason why they're always considered trapped is because at night they go back to their coop at night, and when they go back to their coop, they're very easy to catch. So therefore, even during the day, we don't view it like it's mechusar tzeda. Even though to get it during the day, you have to say havei mitzuda unsudanu, but being that at night it's going to be easy, so we don't view it like you're trapping it because it's something which by default will always just end up being trapped. The halalu, whereas most other animals ain't ba'an l'kluv on l'erev, they don't go to their coop at night, and that's when we say that the definition of something which is mechusar tzeda is anything that you have to say havei mitzuda unsudanu. Well, ask the Gemara, you're telling me that anything that goes back to their coop at night, so then it's always just considered trapped. Havei harei yoni shayvach v'yoni aliyah. When it comes to these different types of doves, sh'teba'an l'kluv on l'erev, they go back to their coop at night. And yet still we learn, V'tanya hatzad yoyne shayvach v'yoyne aliyah v'tziparim shekinu betapichem b'virois. If you trap these yoyne aliyah or yoyne shayvach, or birds that make a nest inside of jars by different houses, they would set up jars for the birds to make nests. So you're chayef for it. So you see, even though they go to kluvan be'erev, even la'erev, even though they go to their coop at night, still you could be chayef for tzad. So el amar Rabbi Barav Huna amar Shmuel, we have to just modify what we said before a drop. That halalu bang lekluvan la'erev umizanais and alecha. Now when it comes to avazin and tarnegoylan, there's no tzad because not only do they go to their coop at night, but they also rely on you for their food, and therefore they're very easy to catch. V'halalu ban lekluvan la'erev ve'em izanais and alecha. As opposed to the yoni shayvach and yoni aliyah, it's true that they go to their coop at night, but they don't depend on you for food, so they're still harder to catch. Or a mariyama are different tarets that ha'ni avidi l'rabuye. Now when it comes to yoni shayvach and yoni aliyah, so they try to slip away. V'hani lo yavidi l'rabuye. But when it comes to the geese and the chickens, they don't try to slip away. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Kulu nam yavidi l'rabuye. Everything tries to slip away. If you try to catch a goose or try to catch a chicken, avada, it's going to try to slip away. Says the Gemara, no, but l'kluvan kaminon davidi l'rabuye. We mean to say is that when it comes to geese and when it comes to chickens, once they're in their coop, so they don't try to slip away. As opposed to other animals, even when they get to their coop at night, they still try to slip away. So that's why geese and chickens are the exception. But typically, even if something goes to its coop at night, that doesn't necessarily make it that it's already considered trapped, and hence we find that by Yoyne Shayvach and Yoyne Aliyah, even though they go to their coop at night, you're still chayef for trapping them on Shabbos or Yom Tov.